and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 77. You know, it is so wild that it's basically already 2024. I mean, yeah, there's a few weeks, couple weeks, I don't even know. Not that many at all. It's just weird, because it's always like the new years start out really slow, and then you blink and you're halfway through the year, and then you blink and then it's the end of the year. I don't know, it's just wild. It's just a wild thought. But I'm going to shut up because we are going to learn about a Chinese zodiac today. We are halfway through these Chinese zodiacs and I don't know, it's really fun. I kind of forgot about the mythical creatures, so the next episode, that's going to happen. Anyhow, we're doing Chinese zodiac today, so forget about the mythical creature because it's all about the Chinese zodiac. So here we go.
Zodiac.
I'm into that.
Today's lesson is the pig. As the last sign of the Chinese zodiac, pig represents wealth and luck from the ancient times. It is docile, has no plan to harm others, and can bring affluence to people. And its chubby faces and large ears also win the affection of people. However, pig sometimes is not thought to be a smart animal in China, as it likes sleeping and eating and becomes fat. And thus, it also features laziness and clumsiness. If you were born in 2043, 2031, 2019, 2007, 1995, 1983, 1971, 1959, 1947, 1935, or 1923, you are a pig. And if you want to know what's past 2043 or back before 1923, you just add 12 to 2043 and keep adding 12, or you minus 12 to 1923 and then just keep minusing 12. You know, the pig was all like good and everything, and then they said they were fat and lazy. Pigs are really cute though, so like leave them alone. Allegedly, they're like a super smart animal too, so let's not hate on those pigs, all right? All right. Also, if you're a pig, let me know, and we're gonna move on to stories.
This comes from Kelly Sharp on Reddit.
This is my ridiculous story. I saw what I saw, but I don't believe what I saw. I'd like to first say that you don't have to feel bad if you don't believe me, because I struggle so much with believing it too. I wasn't alone. My best friend also saw it, and she struggles as much as I do with not believing what we saw. I'm almost 60 years old, and I'm a wildlife and landscape photographer from East Tennessee. I'm from Townsend, which is located in the Smoky Mountains. And I no longer live at that location where this happened, but I'm still close by. On the night of the new moon, in July of 2018, my best friend Deb came over to my house around 11:30 p.m. because we were going to go up the hill from my house to an empty rental cabin to take pictures of the Milky Way over Rich Mountain. I know it was the night of the new moon because that's the best night of the month for night sky photography, since the moon won't wash out the light from the stars. If you stood on my road where you turn into my driveway, it looks like you're turning onto the driveway of the rental cabin because we shared that driveway. You pulled into the rental and curved left down our long gravel driveway to the mobile home we lived in before we moved into our house, where we are now. Straight across the street from the rental cabin is what locals have always called the shale pit. It's just an empty lot, about an acre or two big. There's a family from Townsend who owns it, and they used it to dig up shale for new driveways of houses. That was their business. They built driveways. But their part was just to dig it and lay the shale. They also let the national park bring trees there to use the space to burn them after they collected them when we'd have bad storms, strong winds, or heavy snow. There wasn't a house or any other form of structure. Just a big lot with a couple of backhoes for digging. Okay, here it goes. Deb and I had taken her car up the driveway to the rental cabin, and we parked right in the front, and her car was parallel to the road. The road was about 10 yards from the car, and the entrance to the shale pit was across the one-lane road we lived on, so about 10 more yards. That means 20 yards total from the car to the entrance of the shale pit. We set our tripods up and had each taken a couple shots of the night sky when we heard what sounded like tires on gravel somewhere down at the river. You have to cross a bridge over the river to get to my old house and all the houses on that road, the shale pit included, of course. I said out loud to her, "Someone is down at the river." I can't remember if she heard it. Just a few seconds later, we heard a loud truck that sounded like it was crossing the bridge and starting up my road. It might be a fourth of a mile from the bridge to my driveway, probably less. We could hear that the truck was going really slow, and it sounded like it was really old and barely running. As it got closer, I asked Deb if she locked her car, since we were on the back side of the cabin and couldn't see it from there. She said she hadn't. Deb had thousands of dollars worth of camera gear, and she had a lot of it with her that night. Without speaking, we both took our cameras off our tripods and carried them and the tripods back to the car to lock it. I don't remember why we brought it all with us. I think we both just had a weird feeling about that truck. I know I definitely did. I don't even know what to say, other than it sounded like it was creeping around that area because it was going so slow. I could have walked as fast as the truck was going. When we got back to her car, we sat our stuff in the back seat, right as the truck got to where it was even with the cabin and us. It was a dark colored truck, and it looked like it could have maybe been something like a Chevy S10, maybe back in the 70s or 80s. We couldn't see who was driving or how many people were in it. The truck stopped and turned onto the driveway to the cabin, which means it was also turning onto my driveway. It only got two wheels onto the property when it stopped and backed up across the street into the entrance of the shale pit. Its lights were shining directly into our eyes. It just sat there with its loud, sad motor running. Deb asked me what the hell they were doing, and I said, I don't know. But they're starting to piss me off because they know they're blinding us with their headlights. I waited about 10 more seconds before I reached into my pocket and pulled out my Maglite flashlight and turned the dial around the bulb to high beam. Then I turned it on and pointed it right at the truck. I had intended on shining my obnoxiously bright flashlight at them until they turned their headlights off or drove away. Well, they did turn their headlights off. And in turn, I turned my flashlight off. They didn't turn their motor off, though. This was creepy. And my stomach kind of churned because I thought I had pissed them off. And we were up at the empty rental cabin after midnight, and my husband was all the way back down at our house asleep. The truck stayed there for about another half a minute, and then it finally turned its motor off. And It was gone. Yes. I swear upon everything I've ever loved that that truck wasn't there anymore. We didn't see it fade away. It didn't turn off like a light switch or television. It just wasn't there anymore. Then Deb and I both did something totally out of character for two old ladies. We ran to where the truck had been sitting. I couldn't say a word, but Deb said, well, she yelled over and over, what the fuck did I just see? What the fuck did I just see? I told her to stop screaming so I could call Jack, my husband. I was hysterical and told him to get up the hill as fast as he could. He also drove up instead of walking, and he was there in no more than 2 minutes. I told him a very short version of what happened, and he went across the street to the shale pit and pulled in as far as he could. It's all just dirt and rock. There aren't even trees there since they dig in that area. The only trees are the ones that the park brings to burn, and there wasn't any of those at this time. He came back across the street and said there's nobody and nothing over there except for the two backhoes. They must have left and y'all didn't see them. Then we explained the whole thing again, and he realized that they couldn't have left without us seeing them since we were standing right in front of them. So he went back over there on foot this time with my flashlight since it had the high beam on it. Again, he came back and said, there's nothing there. He said he even looked inside the cabs of the backhoes, just in case. There's actually a ridge above the shale pit lot, but it's vertical and about 100 feet high. This 1 acre lot is literally just dirt and rock with nowhere to go or nowhere to hide, even for a person, let alone a whole truck. We didn't take any more pictures. We went back down to the house, and Jack went inside. I was outside with Deb, and she said, Kelly, there's no need to go in there and try to convince him of what we saw. It's ridiculous, and you can't expect him to believe you. It'll just cause an argument. We saw what we saw, but nobody is ever going to believe us. And now, we don't even believe us. We talk about it sometimes and laugh, but it's not really all that funny. Because even though we know we saw what we saw, what did we see? If it were a scary movie, you'd think the truck would turn the motor off first and leave the headlights on and then disappear. But no, it turned off its lights, and we could very clearly see the truck sitting just yards from us. The motor goes off, and it was like I blinked and it was gone. Maybe even in less than a blink. How can an inanimate object be a ghost? I'm not sure I even believe in ghosts at all, but I saw that truck disappear. And as I type these words, I full on understand how ridiculous and stupid it sounds. But it happened. But I don't even believe it. It's a weird place to be in. And Deb is in the exact same place. I believe in God, so I guess that means I believe in the supernatural, since God is supernatural. But I don't believe in disappearing trucks. But I saw one disappear. Can you understand what I'm saying? I don't believe what I saw, but I saw it. Okay, where are my supernatural fans at? Because my brain went straight to the episode where the truck is a ghost truck and it does disappear. I might be confusing it with another episode because I think there's another episode with another kind of car that like hits people or does something. I don't know. But either way, and there's definitely a ghost truck for sure. But I can't say I've ever read a story that is like this other than watching shows on TV. But the fact that there are two people seeing this happen, that's freaking wild. It's not just one person. There are two people seeing this. Like, in my mind, I'm picturing a very clear area, and you would totally see this truck disappear. Like, disappear as in drive away, disappear. Not, like, literally disappear like how they saw it, which is wild in itself. And don't feel stupid. Don't feel stupid at all. So, here are my wild theories, or at least theory. I mean, what if this person straight up just unfortunately passed away in this truck, and they're on the other side driving this truck, and, you know, I don't know, maybe they're just reliving that every single time. Like, it's kind of messed up. And I will just let you run with your own theories as to what could have happened to that person, because I don't really want to say it on here. I won't. But we'll just say that this person has passed away in this truck. Unfortunately, maybe that's like, that's how it ended for them. And so for them turning off their car was like, I don't know. It's really messed up. That is the theory that I'm going with. And it's a messed up one. But, or it could be like supernatural and it could be a ghost that's going to kill you, which I don't think it is. It's a wild one. I love it. But don't feel crazy. You saw what you saw, like you said. And your friend also saw it as well. So I'm going with you saw it. It happened. That was something that happened. And yeah, if you guys have any theories, let me know. But we're going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I work grave shifts for a residential habilitation company, meaning I work inside the client's home. When I first got started with this company, I had two specific clients I would work with every week, and they lived in the same house. I was going on 3 months at the company at this time, and my clients were super high functioning and would go to bed super early. They usually wouldn't wake up until their morning staff arrived. This meant I could frequently get away with sitting outside to vape for extended periods of time. During the first 3 months, there was a collection of neighborhood cats that would wander around, and frequently they'd come up to me and let me pet them. I feel like a cat whisperer because I never met a cat that didn't like me, and I have 3 cats of my own. Well, one night, when I got to work, the next door neighbor's house caught fire and started burning down. I had to call the fire department and try to keep it from spreading to my client's house because of the proximity. It was a whole ass mess and not a very fun night. Well, about a week later, the owners of this house asked me if I've seen any of their cats. They showed me pictures, and I had seen one of them. He would come up to me all the time to get pets when I'd sit outside. Side note, it was hard to get this cat confused with other cats in the neighborhood because he was a chonker. He was blind in one eye and had a mustache with the way his coat looked. They were really excited to hear that because they were worried they got stuck in the house. And mind you, I literally pet this cat the night before they came asking about him. That was the last time I saw the cat. Well, eventually, they started clearing out the house, and unfortunately, they found all 3 of their cats dead in the house, including the one that I thought I had pet. As soon as I heard what happened, a chill went down my spine, because I realized I was possibly petting a ghost cat. I guess he liked me enough to come say goodbye before he passed on. I try not to think about it though, because it's my only ghost encounter where I can't explain it away with logic. The only logical explanation I came up with is there was somehow another fat, partially blind tuxedo cat with a mustache in the neighborhood. But the fact I never saw that cat again makes me feel like that's not the case. Well, that is just really sad. I mean, I'm a cat lover and I grew up with cats and all the things. And yeah, it's just really sad. It's really sad, period, when any animal dies. But I'm just going to go ahead and say it's safe to say that this cat came to tell you goodbye. I really think that. And you may not have known that at the time, obviously. But I think that's what happened. I think you were his little buddy that he would come and visit. And he was just saying, hey, I'm not coming back, but I'm coming to tell you goodbye. And that's really sad because you had no idea. And as this person has stated, it wasn't really hard to confuse this cat because he was a chunky boy. And he had a mustache, which is so freaking cute. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't really think it was another cat. I'm fairly certain that it was their cat, and that is really upsetting. But it's also really sweet. The fact that this cat, like, you know, you meant something to this cat. They were coming to tell you goodbye. Oh, that's so sweet. Guys, don't ever take your animals for granted. They're so freaking sweet. Even when they're assholes, they're so sweet. But anyhow, if you guys have any ideas or any theories on this story or the one previous, let me know. And if you have any paranormal story at all, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.